John Harnoy talks turkey.
The turkeys pip, they bark, they gobble.
He's got a yard full of turkeys, mostly males. They're trying to look all big and macho as they strut around in front of the hens. These turkeys are Narragansetts, one of the so-called heritage breeds.
They're old-time turkeys. They're much closer to wild. They don't have the broad breast, so proportionally for eating, they have more dark meat to white meat.
People who've tasted a heritage turkey say the flavor is stronger, too. Sarah Dickerman is the food editor for Seattle Magazine. She taste-tested different types of turkeys, from the Butterball brand to kosher to heritage.
When you taste one of these heritage breeds, you're getting more of a, you know, it begins to taste more like a distinct meat, and I'm afraid that our vocabulary is so ill-suited to describing it, except that it tastes meatier, it tastes more intensely, and just has a resonance that you'll never get in a Butterball.
Dickerman says still you've got to be pretty committed to buy a heritage turkey. They can cost upwards of $100. Taste and cost aren't the only things that set heritage turkeys apart from the turkeys you find in the grocery store. Your common grocery store turkey is a breed called the broad-breasted white. These turkeys have been bred over the years to produce a lot of meat in a short period of time. As a result, they're large-breasted birds with short little legs. John Harnoy says that means they can't mate naturally.
One of the things about the heritage birds is that they can mate. They're small enough to mate as opposed to the broad-breasteds, which is artificial insemination. They're just, with that big breast, they just can't do the deed.
But even though heritage turkeys can mate naturally, they haven't been doing so well on their own.
These birds, the heritage breeds, were real close to dying out. And it's funny, you got to eat them to keep them going. To keep their genetics in the gene pool, there has to be a market for them.
That's where the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy stepped in. It's a nonprofit group trying to keep rare breeds from going extinct. Marjorie Bender is the group's research manager. She says just three companies own the rights to the commercial turkey breeds.
And they are all very, very closely related, and it's that narrow genetic pool that has been of particular concern to us and what makes the conservation of these other lines of turkeys and these other varieties of turkeys so important.
Bender's group is encouraging farmers to raise rare turkeys so there will be a larger genetic pool of the birds. And they're helping to market the turkeys. Bender says now there are more of these heritage turkeys than there were a few years ago.
In terms of the breeds themselves, they're not out of the woods. In terms of the farmers in the market, it's so young that many farmers are really investing capital in them to make this a viable option, but they are making some money off the birds, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it.
John Harnoy says he is earning money from his heritage turkeys, but it's not easy money. Heritage turkeys cost a lot to raise, and it takes longer to get them to market weight. And unlike the commercial turkeys, the heritage birds can fly the coop.
And you're chasing them, and it's dark out, and you don't know if you're going through poison ivy, so if you got shorts on, you got to go and change your pants to long pants. It's a pain.
But he says the late-night chases and extra turkey TLC are worth it.
When there's no more Narragansetts, that gene line is done. You can never pull on that. You don't want everything being the same. And if you only have one thing and something happens to it, there's no more. Where are the turkeys going to come from?
Harnoy says he feels like it's his job to make sure there will always be plenty of different kinds of gobblers to go around. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.